The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT. This is the Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM, and we'll be stepping into our interview as we speak to a young lady who has a very interesting book called Aligned for Freedom, and we'll be meeting the author and going through the different topics and, well, things that will be featured in the book. And the title is Aligned for Freedom: Practical Steps to Align Your Time, Money, and Energy for Life You Really Want. And seeing as, you know, we are at that time where it's a lot of uncertainty worldwide in terms of jobs, in terms of, you know, just basically life on a whole. You know, these are the steps and the insight that we need to really focus the energy in the right direction, all right? So at the same time, we're setting up. It's on the go, TNT. Davey, thanks very much. Eh? But like I said, I forgive you because the conversation before was pretty intense in terms of information and the ways in which we are looking to implement, more modern strategies, talking about stand your ground law, etc. So let me just introduce the young lady here. This is the author, Tenille Alonzo. She is an author, insurance and retirement advisor, and educator helping individuals align their time, money, and energy to create a life that truly works. Her book, Align for Freedom, offers practical tools for everyday professionals to break free from autopilot, living and designing a life rooted in clarity and intention. So welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you. How are you?
Great morning. It's such a pleasure to be here, Tosca. How are you doing?
I am good. I know you was getting a little chat in the front there. Good morning, yes, Leslie. Yes. I don't know. It's like whenever they see beautiful women, especially with the locks.
Yes. Hello? The locks does that.
Yes, it does. It does. So let me first ask you, what made you go from insurance advisor to writing books? What was that process like for you?
It's all interrelated. So first of all, good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. It's really a pleasure to be here. Mm-hmm. I have been, as many of us, we've been on our own personal life journeys.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I look back on why it is I'm in the career that I'm in, it was obviously a very, I would say, divine accident. Mm-hmm. But it was aligned to where I was in life at the time. You know, you have this perception that you will build a particular life for yourself. You know, mm-hmm. You want to go out, study, get a job, make money, start a family. You
Society has a lot of impact on that too. Eh?
Exactly.
No pun intended.
Yeah. So what happened was I was beginning of my 30s, mm-hmm. and things weren't going as I planned. Mm. And that was fine too, because sometimes in the disruption, you get to understand that perhaps your preconceptions were not, you know, valid. Mm. And I stumbled into the understanding that I didn't know what I did not know, mm-hmm. particularly mm-hmm. in the area of money. And that is what led me into this career, because I felt so upset that I was in the beginning of my 30s and I had no clue, mm-hmm. like absolutely no clue. Could you imagine? You're studying for all these years, you think you know, and then you realize I am so ignorant.
So far behind and didn't quite.
So far behind.
And I like the way that you said it. You didn't know, you didn't even know that you didn't know.
Exactly.
Something like that?
Yeah. And for me, insurance was one of that. It being a financial product that was so critical, but mm-hmm. I didn't even know about this thing. Imagine mm-hmm. living all these years and didn't really understand it.
Well, understanding insurance is another thing altogether. So that seems That's a different topic for
that is a different topic, but yeah. it's related. So I'll get to the point why it's related. So I stumbled into the career. I decided I wanted to make this my mission to educate and empower people. So I've been in the career for like over 5 to 6 years. And I'm talking to all these people. And I realize, oh my God, we're all kind of in that journey and that space of just doing, going, being, but we don't really have a coordinated sense of why. It's not aligning our life, our money. Everything is kind of inside our own box or it's not connected. And I also was going through that process of managing time, looking at all the different things in life and feeling overwhelmed, which most times professionals tend to do. You feel overwhelmed with life. And it took me a year and something over the last year and a half to slow down, reflect, and really start to put things in its own perspective, but connect it all together. And so I wrote this book out of a personal journey, right? Not just in the last year and a half, but also recognizing that there is truly a need for us to align not just our life, but our money, which are interrelated. You can't separate money
one from the other.
Exactly.
Because you need money to live life.
And also the decisions you make about money, it's really connected to how you understand life and also how you deal with all the various pressures and demands that come along with it. So, and also the people that I talk to are busy professionals. They're dealing with family, children, education. In some cases, people are going back to school. You have elderly parents. You have it's a lot. It's
and then that whole season of elderly parents that might be going into the era of sickness.
Exactly.
That is another phase.
And depression. Then you have traffic, and then you have your boss, and you have your deadlines, and you have so people are over. I would say stimulated. They're stressed out. It's impacting their decision making. It's impacting how they're even, you know, seeing how their life is going, their self-actualization, etc. And this book is really a much-needed pause. It allows you to really just ask yourself some questions and to step back from the noise and to say, here's what. I need to get it together and fast. Because the other part that this book highlights is the cost of delaying that process. And I do give practical tips as to how to do that. So one of them would be, for example, a very popular one, creating digital boundaries. Very practical. Have you ever recognized that a lot of people just scrolling on their
phone? Doom scrolling, they call it. Not only this, it's television applies as well.
Yes.
Your iPad. You know, you kind of trick your brain into thinking, well, it's not my phone. I'm watching TV. It's the same electronic device.
Exactly.
Where inevitably spend time.
And that is a stress coping mechanism that we tend to use. But when you overuse those things and you don't want to face the reality of where you are, because nobody's coming to rescue you, right? Nobody. You are the one that has to rescue yourself in every aspect. So I even talk, well, one of the areas that I've focused on in my financial practice is on retirement planning, because it's one of the areas that gets like put to the bottom of the list.
Yeah,
until
because
it's too late.
We don't expect to get old.
We don't.
Or the concept of getting old is not in front of your face every single day. In some cases, if you see a wrinkle up here, oh my gosh, I've got wrinkle. But it's not because you're seeing yourself all the time. If say somebody sees you in, let's say, next 5, oh my gosh, you've changed so much, you're getting old. And those kind of statements is rock your heart.
It rocks you.
And then you think about, okay, well, all of this time really passed, what have I really done? One of the things I wanted to ask you, the concept of money and the way that look at money, do you discuss that in your book?
I discussed that. So the book has two parts. It's the life alignment and then financial alignment. I couldn't separate. I had to put something on finance because at the end of the day, it's what I do. In the last few years, I've created a system for people to literally, in a very short snapshot way, assess where they are financially. And that's what I wrote about in the book. I talk about the balance of the three financial legs, what it entails, and how you can go about it. And so that, I mean, the reviews I've gotten on Amazon for that section of the book have been wild. You know, people were saying, oh my God, I kind of get it now and I feel good that I have that insight. But it's what I use in my practice. So whether you are 20, mm-hmm. 30, 40, or 60, or even beyond, you can literally assess where you are in terms of aligning your finances, utilizing that simple framework. And I'll just share with you what typically it is. It's very simple.
Well, what I want to do is put a little pause in it, take a break, and when we come back, we could talk about, you know, the way in which we look at money, because sometimes being afraid of it keeps you back. We'll be right back.
Primazone is a pre-emergent herbicide and early post-emergence for the control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. Primazone immediately starts working as it comes in contact with the young weed seedlings. Primazone can resist rain and gives excellent pre-emergent control lasting up to 90 days or more. Primazone is very effective against mono and dicotyledon weeds in vegetable crops, rice and orchards, etc. Primazone can be mixed with pH Master to improve weed management and control. Primazone is exclusively distributed by Cass Agricultural Supplies Limited and is available at all leading agro shops. Telephone 673-6802 or 354-5813.
This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Welcome back, TNT. If you're just joining us live on Freedom 106.5 FM and you are looking at us on Freedom 106.5 FM on Facebook, good morning. Good morning. Take a little wait. Look, right here. Right here, you know?
Yeah.
Miss Alonso, that camera. No, look at right on the post here.
This right here?
Yes.
Oh, say hi.
So today we're talking to Mr. Neil Alonso, who is an author, insurance and retirement advisor. And she's here to give us individuals who are hard-headed about, you know, aligning yourself, also aligning your money to your goals and ideas. Align for Freedom is the name of the book. And so far we just touched on a couple of things on, well, one, understanding who you are, what basically is your purpose, and realizing that you may be living more towards society's standards or what society, you think society wants from you, what your parents want from you, what your family expected of you, rather than what you really want for yourself. And to get that, you have to be financially equipped to do that as well. So we're touching a little bit on the financial side now. I've always heard that, or the comments that the way in which you look at money is the way in which you would treat money. You know, some people have an idea that, you know, money is the root of all evil, and that has been ingrained in many of us. You know, that don't seek out money. If it is, you're money hungry and you'll end up in evil and blah, 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 blah.
No, that's not true. In fact, money answers all things. The Bible doesn't contradict itself, does it? So if you love money, it's the root of all evil, but money answered all things. So it's really putting money in its rightful place, and it is a utilitarian asset. And so if you do not have a vision as to what you're creating, then of course that's just like any other tool, you could misuse and abuse it. And so this, you know, my entire practice is called your goals, your plans. Everything is determined based on what your vision is, what your goals are. Then you create the plan to support that. And in Align for Freedom, I talk about how your money is connected to that idea. And then based on where you want that to go, how you can structure it to achieve those goals. Because I think ultimately as well, there's a lack of education about how to use the financial system. Because it's a system. And if you don't...
You may not like the system.
But you, the people who understand it are the ones who can navigate it properly. And so I think ultimately it comes down to, yes, you may want to, just like me, I had this vision. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad when I was a teenager. And I said, oh my God, I'm going to conquer the world, right? Because it it riles you up.
Mm-hmm.
But then your ignorance as to how the system works in a real way.
Sorry to interrupt, but not only that, that was an American system.
It's an American system.
It's not the Trini system.
Exactly. But so, there are fundamentals that would, of course, go up beyond mm-hmm. where you are physically. But ultimately, you must understand the fundamentals. And I think, when I speak to people on a one-on-one level, especially if they are more mature, they were like, oh my God, why didn't somebody explain this to me like 15 years ago? And when I talk to somebody who's like, I have a 19-year-old client, my youngest client, right? And I'm like,
oh, they're so lucky.
I am like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. I wish I had me when I was 19, right? So ultimately, I love speaking to young clients. And for persons who are older, I'm like, listen, let's get on this, mm-hmm. right? Because now because you're mature, you have more access to resources. You're in perhaps the highest earning potential you'll ever have in your life. And this is now the opportunity to not delay, but to get on it as quickly as possible. So it doesn't matter where you are. I always say it's never too late
mm-hmm.
to make adjustments. Look, I was just speaking to your friend outside. He's 65, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he looks really good for 65. And I told him, I said, we need to talk.
Mm-mm.
Because you're healthy. You may live until you're 100. My grandmother is going to be 100 in like six weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the reality of living that long is not, far from any of us. But you need to kind of look at, it doesn't matter what age you are, you can make adjustments. This book gives you a foundation for that. And the other thing is, I did an interview recently. They asked me what makes the book different. It's really short.
Yeah, well, I was expecting Rich Dad, Poor Dad thickness,
It's really short. The reason I wrote it this way is because I don't want people to have an excuse, I couldn't get through the book,
mm-hmm.
or I couldn't understand this. So it's really consumable, and it was written for busy professionals, but it also has connections to things that you can do, maybe reaching out to me to get additional support. So for example, mm-hmm. I just launched a program called Retire Ready Jumpstart Bundle. And this book is the key text.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So this would help people. I'm going to give them a guided experience in terms of planning for their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And this will deal with the mindset piece of that program. And then, of course, we go into the practical tools and other things that persons would need to actually be able to retire well. And that access to that, if persons are interested, you can go to retireready.yourgoalsyourplans.com/book or just retireready.yourgoalsyourplans.com, and you would be able to get access to that program if you feel that you need support
mm-hmm.
in getting to that place of, hey, I need to know my retirement number, I need to know whether or not I'm managing my existing resources properly, and for those things that I've already done, is it okay? Is it enough? Is it comprehensive? Those questions I get all the time. So to make it as simple as possible, I've created all these tools,
mm-hmm.
To support people on that journey.
What would be the most popular form of resistance when talking about building this plan for your life, talking about retirement? What are some of the things that you hear?
I don't have the money.
Mm.
I pay in a debt. My child had to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see my way. And I tell people, that's fine. For some persons, they have already designed a life or financial dynamic that makes them feel stuck, right? Mm-hmm. And I always say, it's okay if you feel stuck, but sometimes you need to step out of that mental environment. And even if it means going into a meeting with somebody like myself so that you could figure out, am I really stuck, or is there some space that I could still find to get unstuck?
Mm-hmm.
So a conversation, community, being in the right environment, I think could help persons to, because there's no harm done in having a conversation,
right?
There's nothing that will harm you from that point of view. So to avoid the conversation is like putting your head in the sand and just accepting in a helpless way that I could never get out of this. I could never get through this.
This is my portion.
This is my portion. No, it's not.
I'm sorry, the elderly amongst us, but that is one of your favorite lines. This is my portion, and make yourself a martyr. Kind of thinking.
Yeah.
The thing is, in this economic time that we're moving into globally, mm-hmm. and of course in Trinidad and Tobago, because we're always talking about diversification and finding new ways of, you know, building that dream life. What are some of the immediate things that, I don't want to use the word battle because I don't want it to be something that is a fight.
Yeah.
But something to guide us in this transition that we're going through in this period of our human evolution.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it's very noisy out there, right? Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to feel deflated and, you know, helpless based on what you're seeing outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was this one video I looked at, Denzel Washington was saying, I don't watch the TV too much and I don't do certain things too much. And there's a bit of wisdom in that. You need to kind of guard your mind
mm-hmm.
against some of the attacks and assaults of this is horrible kind of thing.
Mm.
And so, and that is why it's important to be intentional about, one, what you take in, the information you take in, because, for example, on the internet, it's a treasure trove of bright things, but it's a treasure trove of dead, dark, and depressing things as well. So when you are self-selecting what you look at, and that's why I'm very, like, for example, the digital thing, the scrolling up mm-hmm. You are not in control. The algorithm is in control.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you then, decide, no, I'm not interested in this type of content, or I'm only going, I'm searching for what I want to consume, those are ways in which you could create boundaries to protect your mind mm-hmm. from things. But in terms of the economic dynamics and the opportunities, as I said, there are many, many opportunities, many needs based on the unique skills, talent, knowledge, passions that you may have. And it's very important, therefore, for you to step out of the noise,
mm-hmm.
get into a space that is quiet, generative, supportive, guided, so that you can begin to navigate your path for creating wealth, creating purpose, creating meaningful contributions in the society, which we mm-hmm. need.
Which right? could also end up with creating employment for the others who would need it.
Exactly.
A service or a product that meets a demand. Because I've been telling my daughter as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this period where a lot of people are losing their jobs.
Yes.
And it's being AI and automation and all of this kind of thing. You have to find something or a service or something that creates that need or fulfills a need, because you would be in a redundant position if you really fall into something that, you know it's going to be obsolete in yeah. a matter
what
of
what I love about the years. Young people, I don't think they have much of a problem most times, because I think they are already tech natives in that regard. I think it's persons who are beyond the age of 30, 40s, you know, mm-hmm. 50s that may have
who
a challenge.
Don't want to adapt.
Right. Who, well, they will have to, but I think the younger persons, there are lots of young people I meet who are very clear mm-hmm. about how they're going to navigate this changing dynamic. Very clear. I think there's the fear, however, for those of us who may have to, you know, learn again. And I actually, AI is something I talk about a bit, you know, mm-hmm. In terms of not looking at it from a fear factor, but looking at how you can, you know, incorporate the benefits into what you already do, into what you already do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already doing something. How could you optimize that? How could you, you know, make yourself unique and different from, let's say, everybody else who's doing the same thing
mm-hmm.
by incorporating new methods? And I think that presents then opportunities for economic freedom,
development,
and
growth,
development,
yeah.
etc.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's really about, as I said, you know, how you look at things. Is mm-hmm. it that the glass is half full,
or is it half empty? We'll be taking your calls at, well, 625-2257, 627-3223, and of course 306-1065. So if you have any questions for Miss Alonso, you can ask that as well. Now, one thing that I think that you are leading to and alluding to in your book, we all change
mm-hmm.
and how we deal with change. So we will talk about that in a minute. Let's just take this quick call first. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. All right. I lost your call back. 625-2257, 627-3223. So let's talk about how we deal with change. And do you address that in your book?
Right. So change, I do touch on it, because at the end of the day, you have to figure out how to adapt to it. But ultimately, the main change that you have to deal with is the change within yourself, as opposed to change relative to outside of yourself, because it is how you look at things, mm-hmm. how you look at situations, but also how you align your own being. Because if, for example, things are changing all the time and you're just trying to adapt, be a chameleon, then who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So there must be a stability factor in the midst of change. And that stability factor deals with who am I? What am I doing? What is my vision? What's the impact I want to have? And that kind of reflection then puts in perspective things that are happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I'm sure, what would you say is your, like, if you had to say, this is the thing I want to do in life, what is that for you?
Travel.
Okay.
Because looking at the way in which work has changed as well, especially COVID and mm-hmm. post-COVID, where you don't need to be confined to a building.
Yes.
That just opened my mind. Like, I could sit on in a balcony somewhere mm-hmm. and do a show, podcast, or you know, and still get to the beach before sunset.
Exactly.
You know,
so, but at the end of the day, that core desire is something that you can use the change and dynamics of doing this business mm-hmm. and achieve that. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to change that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just have to say, okay, this is fundamentally what I want to do, and how do I adapt or look at the environment to see how that could be facilitated as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so my book really looks at the individual, because you don't have to be reactive. And I think ultimately the anxieties that tend to happen is because, oh my God, I have to be able to do this. And, mm-hmm. and then we have to be careful with our young people in trying to tell them, oh my God, they did it, because then they will get anxious. So what am I supposed to do if I don't know? What mm-hmm. da, da, da.
And if you don't have the exact answer at that point in time, it increases that anxiety.
It increases the anxiety.
Let's just take this call. Hello, good morning. Thanks for holding. Hello, good morning. All right, lost it again. 625-2257, 627-3223. Sorry to keep you holding, but we were going through a good point in that, you know, dealing with change does heavily impact on your journey with the building of wealth and, you know, building who you are. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about what your guest is speaking about. This morning on the BBC, they did a segment on radicalization by viewing by getting information, and also on your brain development. And they found that people who have like their cognitive ability isn't like as normal as other people, when they are given misinformation or radicalization information, they grab it right away and they adapt. And I'll share something with you. Every night I read a lot on the internet, and every so often I'll get on TikTok or even Instagram. And I notice as I scroll, sometimes if I look at something about depression, the algorithm works where it brings up everything about depression, and almost every other article is about depression. And by the time you're done, you're feeling down. And so you have to constantly be aware of what you're reading and what you're learning. And I feel like we have no regulations in this country. So I feel I walk around, and people are on headphones day and night, and they're getting information, and we don't know how that's regulated. And I feel like a lot of what we see happening with crime, people shoot.
And sorry about that, Miss Madras, but it seems that there was a disconnect. But
yeah.
You have any comments on what she said?
Most definitely. And this is why, for me, this book, it is you taking back control, aligning yourself for freedom, freedom of whatever that definition is for you, whether it is social, emotional, spiritual, whatever freedom you are looking for. But ultimately, freedom to become that individual that you want to become. And so having that control of what you look at, you know, who you hang around, you know, the space that you create, what you consume is really very much part of that. But also being intentional with the information that you need to create the life that you want and taking those practical steps. And I think ultimately it's about, you know, a lot of people like the self-help to do things, you know, the 10 things you need to do to this, you know. We want practical examples.
We need instruction.
We need instruction. It's how we've been taught, right?
Yes, yeah.
So this book is an instructional guide. It's a call to action. It's an opportunity for you to really say, you know what, I'm not just going to be part of the treadmill of life. I'm just moving along. I'm going to, you know, take, and sometimes it requires literally taking a step back so you could see the forest from the trees, as they say. Because sometimes you're not aware that you're just going like on autopilot. And even if it means taking maybe a weekend, start, you know, get a journal, start to think through, hey, what am I doing in life? Am I, if this happened, or, you know, if it is I want to create this, how am I actually aligning my time, my money, and the energy to create the life that I want? I mean, I have to just put the book title.
It was smooth, though.
It was smooth. You know, so I really hope that, you know, the listener, the person who called in, thank you for that, because it demonstrates that there is a connection with respect to how we live in our everyday environment. And we're seeing it from just simply picking up our phones, that if we do not take control, we will be controlled.
Yeah.
And it's so important that we take back the reins.
Do you have any short tips at this point in time for those who are listening, who are really ready to align themselves for freedom, that they can do, let's say, so let me put it this way. I like to start my week on the show calling Monday Magic Monday.
Aww.
Because we've always had this idea that Monday, God, is the worst day of the week. I had to go to work, I had to go to school, and I hate Mondays. And then the traffic and all this kind of thing. So I said, I'm going to change the outlook on Monday, call it Magic Monday. And I want you to give us, like, probably a tip for, let's say, 4 days of the week. That, you know, okay, on Monday I'm going to try this, Tuesday I'm going to try that, so that we could get into that process for the alignment to freedom.
Yes. Well, I mean, you want it to by the day, like, let's say from today.
Let's say four tips, and it could apply it however for the week.
Well, the first tip I would recommend for sure would be for you to take some time to do some reflection, right? You want to reflect on where do I want to go, and where am I now, and what steps do I need to take, even if it's just one simple step. The next thing I would recommend that persons do is you want to recognize, you know, where you may have been delaying certain actions that you know you should be taking. So it could be in the area of, let's say, your health. It could be in the area of, let's say, your money and managing your money and saying, oh my God, you know, I really said I would save $500 a month or whatever it is, and I'm not doing that. But look at something that you know for sure that you needed to take action on and make that concerted effort. Hey, I'm going to start, even if it's in a very small way. The third thing I would recommend you do is call a friend. Very important to call someone who you believe will be a supporter of whatever it is you are embarking on.
Not an enabler.
A supporter. But say that, here, what? Yes, you've done the reflection. Yes, you've made a commitment. So that's the second tip, right? Make a commitment. Reflect, commit. Call a friend. Get support. Because in this journey of alignment, it's not about perfection. Right? Because many people feel, since, you know, we've been educated that way, you have to be perfect or whatever. No, you don't have to be. But, you know, getting support and getting that accountability element in place is really important. And in some cases, if you don't feel like, you know, you have a physical person, I mean, you may be someone who is spiritual, you have God. He's everywhere all the time. Right? And then the next thing is literally, do it. Do not feel like, I mean, it sounds so simple, but we can overthink. We tend to overthink, oh my God, you know, so you have all these plans. I've reflected. I've made a commitment. I have support, but then you get stuck there. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. So you want to, you may want to have a do it day, right? Mm-hmm. Right? You may want to have a reflection day. You may want to have a commitment day, and you might want to have a doing this, make sure and call me every 2 days or whatever, make sure I'm doing. And then, you know, the day that you're supposed to do it, tell the person, hey, call me the night time, make sure that I did it.
Yeah.
Those are four simple things.
So that way that person could hold you accountable.
Exactly.
And then you in turn hold yourself accountable. Well, oh gosh, should I really get this done today?
Exactly. But, so four simple steps. Reflect, commit, seek support, mm-hmm. and then have a day in your week where you literally have done it. Mm-hmm. Like you literally say, this is my do it day. I'm going to do something about my life.
Well, Ms. Alonso, I want to thank you for coming. But before we even make our goodbyes,
yes,
tell me where individuals can get your book. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Amazon. Are there any other places?
Right. So Amazon right now, it allows you to buy the e-version of the book. It's right now equivalent to $35, which is $4.99 US.
Mm-hmm.
You can also buy the paperback on Amazon, which is $12.99. I do have physical copies in Trinidad, but it's on it's limited. So for persons who may want to purchase it, I would say you can contact me, but it's within my programs because this book for me is, I wrote it for persons to have access to information, but I want them to also have support because mm-hmm. that support element is important.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many parts that I need to do a second edition because there's so many parts I did not elaborate on as I needed to,
mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want it to get boring and technical. So for example, in the financial section, there are some other things that I may have wanted to put there. But if persons contact me and they are within the a program that I've designed, then they get a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I've launched a program called Retire Ready. And I just want to just say, when we say retirement, we're not talking about just savings, right? Retirement is a beautiful part of life that involves so many dynamics. And you want to be position.
I need a little more convincing.
But it could be beautiful if you plan it a particular way.
Yes.
So retireready.yourgoalsyourplans.com.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend, it doesn't matter if you're 25, 35, 45, 55, or 65. You can access this program. It does give you a lot of support. The book is the companion guide. We do have a mini journal that goes with this book. Once you get the support with the reflection elements, the commitment, everything mm-hmm. I discussed in terms of those four tips, you get it in that program, and the book is just supplementary or complementary to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how you can get the book from me physically in this dynamic. But otherwise, you can get it on Amazon. You can read it on Kindle for $4.99 US or $35, very cheap.
Well,
yeah.
The information that you gave on air, once it is in the book, it's worth more than $30-something dollars.
Exactly, right?
You know.
But I really just want to say thank you for inviting me. It really was fun.
Yeah.
Talking with you about so many different topics, and I really do hope that, you know, this book, it brings a lot of clarity for people because mm-hmm. we need it.
Yeah.
You know, given everything that we're seeing.
And seeing as we're moving into uncertain times, not to get you all, afraid, but it's changing mm-hmm. a lot on the outside.
Yes.
And I think this is a book that will really give those who are willing to ask the question, okay, so how do I adapt and be ready for the time period that is ahead?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the tools that are needed? And in some cases, I'm sure that one or two people who are listening right now saying, I really wonder if I'm ready for that retirement scene. Boy.
Mm.
And I really like the idea of the 19-year-old. That's still in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The 19-year-old doing this program
mm-hmm.
to, you know, be better, in a better position at 65. God spare life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thanks so much for coming, Miss Alonso. And if you have any other, well, you said you're going to do a follow-up because you say that there's more information that you need to put in.
Yes. So definitely that. But again, if persons want to call me, it's 467-9944. Or you can go on my website, yourgoalsyourplans.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yourgoalsyourplans.com. And I'll be happy to guide you. I do 50 as well for free. You can book that. You also have additional support that I can lend you on whatever area you are in on your journey. So thank you again, Tosca. It was a pleasure.
Same here.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.